Hi guys, thank you so much for your time
Hello.
today. It's a
Oh.
pleasure to be here talking to you. Like she introduced me, I'm Victoria, the editor-in-chief of Action Magazine, and I've watched the film. Congratulations on the amazing project to both of you. So before anything, I know I'm short on time, so I'll just jump into the questions. Can you just briefly start by introducing yourselves and your role in the film?
Sure. Lizzie, please, you start.
Okay, my name is Lizzie. I am an actress and I play Chloe in our film Altered.
My name is Timo Vuorensola, and I'm the director of the film Altered.
Perfect. I'm gonna start with you, Timo. You've worked across many different styles of movies. I know you love sci-fi, and this is a powerful sci-fi film. Can you talk a little bit about some of the approaches you took to direct this film specifically? What was unique about it?
I think one of the unique things about it's sort of when I thought about it, it kind of flips around the sort of more traditional science fiction approach of a dystopia. It's sort of instead of very heavily leaning on huge visual effects, it actually goes into inside you, and it talks about the biology, DNA, and sort of kind of elements like an evolution and stuff like that, which is very internal inside of
Yeah.
you, not necessarily so much about the outer core. And I found when I started working on this, and this was sort of a leading thing that went through the whole thing, is like always have to think it a little bit more biologically instead of just thinking like I'm gonna just fill this with all this visual effects things and spaceships and explosions and all that. Instead, like, okay, how do the people actually change and turn, or how they become, and how do I represent this biological change in them? And I think that was an interesting challenge.
That's amazing. And moving over to you, Lizzie, as a young actress, how was that experience for you to work in the sci-fi and also to work next to Tom Felton, who is an amazing actor? How was that experience for you?
The whole experience of this project, it was so incredible. Everything felt so unexpected. During all of the days, I couldn't believe I was actually doing anything. I was actually in this work. And for me, this is a very important movie. It's such a big start for me, and I put all of my soul and love in this project and my character. Talking about working with Tom, he's very sweet. It was all of this was absolutely surreal. And when I was 10, I was obviously very, very a big fan of Tom and his
Yeah.
work in Harry Potter. It's obviously a great shock for me to work with a person who gifted me my childhood. I watched him act, and it's incredible. I thought it was like a childhood dream come true, and it was always so fun. And I think that's it. Yeah, and talking about the sci-fi part, I've always dreamed of taking part in a sci-fi project. So this was also kind of a huge, extraordinary adventure for me to dive into the sci-fi world because I was I'm so fond of this genre, and everything just clicked together, and now we're here talking about our movie.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And how do you think you are similar or different to Chloe?
There are many similarities between me and Chloe. When I first read the script, I was immediately drawn to Chloe's fearlessness and the way she's not afraid to express her opinions. I saw how much she cares for the people that are closest to her. Her loyalty and her emotional intelligence really stood out. And also, what struck me the most, though, was her drive to make the world better, even in small ways. She never waits for permission to act. She just sees a problem and
Yeah.
immediately steps in. And I think that that proactive spirit is something I very much identify with. In many ways, Chloe and I share portraits like independence, determination, and a belief in using our intelligence to navigate challenges. And I think that playing her felt like a natural extension of qualities I value in myself, which I think helps me bring authenticity to the role. And when you recognize parts of yourself in a character, it kind of creates a deeper emotional connection, both for the actor and hopefully for the audience.
That's amazing. And Timo, moving back to you, I just love the world you created. I think that's so important to a sci-fi film. It's something we don't see every day in sci-fi movies, and you did a great job with the world building. Can you talk a little bit about that? What process did you took to build that world, and what did you keep in mind when doing that? Can you talk a little about that development?
Yeah, it's really something that it's what I really love doing. Like, that's my favorite kind of project, because when you start building a world, you really start from the scratch. Like, you have a couple of things that are defining the thing, and after that you have a full, empty canvas, and you really can start to bring the paint on that canvas. And I'm obviously a huge science fiction nerd myself, so I spent way too much time going into rabbit holes about how this thing could work in the world, how this could work in the world. And there's, for example, in this film, like, there's a lot of things that I promise you nobody in the world will ever know, but to me it was important to be able to know, okay, so how does this DNA alteration actually work? And then I went down this rabbit hole, how could it work? And I wanted to have the answer, because I knew that if I know it somehow resonates with me. And I think that's one of the things, is like, you create, no matter how crazy world you create, they always want to anchor into some kind of reality. And to me, that reality in this case was obviously doing quite a bit of research on the genetic alterations, and sort of like, what is the direction that our future is going into? And obviously, we've now been living in this sort of a very digital revolution, and the digital revolution obviously will continue, but at the same time, we are now starting to enter in it into more biological revolution. There will be more and more people altering themselves. We start from very already existing ways, but that will go more and deeper into you, and create kind of a, it's almost like a different kind of an experience as a human. And that's something that really started to make me think, like, okay, where is the line? How far can we push this, and then we become something else than a human? And I think that's one of the main topics I wanted to talk in this movie.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I have a question for both of you, so you guys can take turns. If you could describe the film in three words, what would they be?
Lizzie, do you want to get started?
No, I think I'm gonna let you start.
All right. Okay. So you're gonna steal my answer, huh? No, it's what I would say is it's a. I think it's a heartfelt and fun, but it has. It's not. It's more words now, but it has a serious a message behind it. So heartfelt, and I can't put it to three words, but maybe that answers.
That
What about
answers.
Lizzie?
I think that it could be well, obviously altered. It's a very precise word for our movie. I also think that it's going to be fun and just deep and interesting. I think I'm going to stick up with that.
Okay,
I like
love
those words.
those. Love those.
Yeah.
And Lizzie, you this there's a scene in the movie that you talk to Tom Felton's character, and you tell him that you always seen him as a big brother, and I think that's so nice. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship of the characters, and how did you see them from the beginning till the end, that arc developing about the relationship? How was that for you? Can you talk to us a bit about that?
I think it was very important for us to portray them as people who are both a bit lost in this world, and by their bond, with their bond, they help each other to find themselves. With their support for each other and with the love that they feel for each other, they kind of understand what is important for them the most. And I think that also the age gap, it kind of plays a big role, because as an adult and as a teenager, both of them perceive our world in a completely different way, and also The fact that this world is so different, rather than the world we live in today, I think that it actually plays a big role in their relationship. And also, you can see how their love for each other grows during the whole movie, how important they feel for each other at the very end, and they understand that the most important thing for themselves are themselves, their own like little family that they created.
That's awesome. And Timo, the movie has a lot of action scenes, fight scenes. How was directing those? What challenges did you face specifically to those scenes? Can you talk us through?
Well, yeah, it's a tricky one, obviously, with the action sequences, because action sequences are, you can spend as much time as you want with them, and that's never gonna be enough. And it's very, very easy to forget the actual characters in the middle of that, because you're like, okay, I need to get that punch, and I need to get this one, and I need to get the close-up of this. It's like, no, in the end, we care what the characters feel about it, think about it, how they are playing part of that. And that is always a challenge, which is something that you have to balance. Of course, you need to still deliver a nice action sequence. There's no question about that. But it always needs to be character driven. So I think, to me, that in a bigger picture is the thing. I think in this one of the challenges was, because we were shooting this in Astana in real locations, and these locations are not just any location. These are like presidents, like special palace area, or like special places that are like really, really tightly guarded, and you have to be very careful that you don't break anything, because otherwise, you're gonna be in really, really big trouble. So you had to really also be careful. Of course, you need to get the action there. People need to be flying and crashing and smashing all over, but you need to make sure that marble floor doesn't get one scratch that wasn't there. And that kind of things they always bring. But I do love shooting in real locations. Obviously, I've shot quite a bit in green screen and big studio setups, but there's something about real locations, because then you are always there. These are your limitations, then you have to use them the best possible way, and that usually creates, sparks something unexpected. And the unexpected, as we know, is the real salt and pepper of this business.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I'm a filmmaker too, so I know those challenges. And can you talk a little bit about the post-production process? I'm always curious to ask because I know sci-fi is so complex. It has sound effects. It has the soundtrack that is so important. Can you talk us through how was the post-production process? Did it flow well? Did it turn out the way you expected?
Yeah, I think it's another one which where you can spend as much time and money and effort as you ever can, and it's a big process. I think my good thing is that I'm pretty versatile with visual effects things, so I've done a lot of films that are very heavily sort of visual effects and sort of effect driven, sound effect, visual effects, combining them, backdrop additions and all that. So it is sort of a natural world for me to go into, and I do enjoy that part of the process quite a bit. I think in general, I think it turned out really nice, and I think the post-production process was great. I think it always is the big question is like you kind of edit the film first, you cut it together without any visual effects, and then you insert the visual effects, you start obviously probably insert, and then it's a different movie suddenly, because now you have all this world that didn't exist there. And then, oh, well, okay, now I have to, look at it a little bit differently. And then, of course, that's when the visual effects company says that, hold on, I meant we just spent a lot of time doing this and now you want to change it. So you have to kind of balance that and try to predict what it is going to be, but you can never really see it until you really, really see it. And then you have to make the decisions over there. So that's always a road that is good. But I think I didn't experience, like, I've had some films where I've really struggled with that process. For some reason, that side of the world just kind of went quite smoothly, and progressed from A to B to C to D to finish in a way that I was happy and expecting. So that was important.
That's amazing. I bet it's a tricky process. That's
It's a
wonderful.
tricky, it's a tricky, and it's also a lot to do with communications. Like, it depends so much on who you're working with. There are some people who are just like, they just do stuff, and then you're like, can we talk about this before you do? And then there are people who are very communicative, and I think the communicative one is the most, you know, it's every film is a process of tens to hundreds of people coming together. The one thing that makes it work is a communication. If the communication doesn't work, then you're in trouble. But we did have a good communication, so it worked.
That's good. I couldn't agree more with that. Communication is the base of everything.
Absolutely.
I have a question again for you both. One of my last questions. I'm going to start with Lizzie. What do you hope people will feel when they watch the film, or they will take away from the story or from the themes?
I think that the movie holds a lot of problems in it, and I want people to think about what would happen if people stop communicating with each other. I think that it's very important to understand what should we do if we want to have peace and harmony in our society. It's very important to learn to understand, support, and respect each other. And I want people to think about that after watching the movie. And I also want them to think about the equality and justice. That's a really important problem, and I think that we should talk about it more.
Love it. What about you, Timo?
Well, I think, you know, I think one of the key things which I'd like people to take away as a thought is, like, we're giving a lot of decision-making process away from us and to people, companies, technologies, elements that claim that they are making us better, making us, you know, more beautiful, more intelligent, more powerful, more this and that. And we're very, very willingly giving all of this away from us. I'd like us to stop, you know, maybe after this film or you know, looking at the world altogether, it's like, stop for a moment, is like, hold on a minute, like what it is that I am and what are the things that make me who I am. I can't just give it all away just for people to take advantage and create a better version of me. I need to grow, I need to understand, I need to learn the world. And that is the natural growth, natural, you know, intellectual evolution that I think people should be looking for. So I think that's one of the things that I'd like people to, you know, bring home with the film.
Perfect. And just to wrap this up, can we expect to see a sequel?
That, I think, now is possible. The thing about this film is, like, this is not made for necessarily, like, I'm going to start a huge franchise with this, you know, leave it at the cliffhanger in there. I mean, there is elements, and the world itself, I spent so much time building the world that I would love to take the people into that world again and show different sides of the world and discuss different parts of the problem. So I would love to, but again, let's see, you know, it's all in the audience's hand. Like, how do they receive it? If they receive it, if there is need for, if there is want for a sequel, I would love to go there. Lizzie, would you
I would
join on that
absolutely
journey?
love that. I would absolutely love to dive again in this beautiful world.
Okay, so the casting process has started.
Yes. That's wonderful. I know we're short on time, so those are all the questions I have. Again, thank you so much and congratulations on the film. And I really hope people will love it as much as I did, and that we can see a sequel coming out in the near future.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank